Soweto amanko zimuenda muenda po halo direct Soweto muenda amanko tuku
0530
Parafini Makota pela Makota pela ya unga unga wa kastoma Zipiango a kastoma zipiango
Zika chitika Musafimberera kwarera 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 kwarera
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Traders complain of rising harassment at Soweto Market. Immigration Department arrests 25 undocumented Ethiopians in Lusaka's Matero compound. And in African news, our foreign nationals are sleeping outside Durban's Home Affairs offices, spark safety concerns. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Traders at Soweto Market in Lusaka have complained over alleged harassment of drivers by junkies during the loading and offloading of goods. Speaking on behalf of the traders, Sylvester Mbewe told Kumbon Radio News that many drivers are now afraid to enter the area to load or offload goods because of the situation. Mr. Mbewe further complains that traders are incurring losses due to the fees paid to loaders and council officers. He has since called for sanity and improved order at the market to help create a more conducive trading environment.
As a result, the traders who pay the card have profit consumer to take care. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to pay the card outside. Then, two, my driver, the mayor, the Takatundu, Baba Buta, my junkie, the mayor, the mayor, the physical background, the card.
Residents of Lusaka Zakuku compound have expressed concern over the increasing crime rate in the area, despite the presence of the police post. Speaking on behalf of the community, a resident and driver, Stanley Piri, tells Kumbon Radio News that residents had hope that the opening of the police post would help restore law and order and reduce criminal activities in the community. However, he says the situation remains worrying, with many residents are still living in fear and unable to move freely at night or in the early hours of the morning due to insecurity. Mr. Piri narrates that he was recently robbed in broad daylight while knocking off from work and only discovered after reaching home that his bag containing important documents and a mobile phone had been stolen. He has since called on police to intensify patrols in Kuku area to help improve security.
Then china chamene shiripo nchakuti ija polisi yako misisi ili mkati ukawala luchi tikirapa biriji paja sendo kapenda mandapanga kwa tumatenti paja bapa alawankalapo paja ijatamu yamene mantu wako mboka bapa alawankalapo mnyasi mwa biriji mja so that mantu wonse wapita mantu wakapita paja nishi mantu wanko zonkala sefu siwa luzinga mapaseo yamene apele kilavana yawase yapo kewa paja manjinga yawase yapo kewa paja so tutitida ndaulako kutiko di security waichite kwa improve waoneko njira zina zamele zinga tani zile wanda chifuka wantu wamene tima enda kumazuro tima nkala tilibe manaifi tilibe zintuzo zile sere vende wajawantu hape zinga lina manaifi.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 25 undocumented Ethiopian nationals in Lusaka's Matere Township during an operation conducted on May 23, 2026. According to Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka, the operation was carried out by the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office at Given Guest House in Matero. Mr. Nshinka has told Combat Ready News that the undocumented immigrants aged between 12 and 50 years were apprehended alongside two Zambian nationals suspected to have been aiding them. He states that the two Zambian suspects, identified as Floyd Mulenga, aged 27, and King Lingwambo, aged 35, were intercepted by immigration officers as they attempted to leave the guest house in a white Toyota Velfire bus bearing registration number ADE 5266, with 17 Ethiopian nationals on board. He adds that following preliminary interrogations, the suspects led immigration officers to a room within the same guest house where 8 more Ethiopian nationals were found.
The two Zambia suspects, identified as Floyd Chiluba Mulenga, age 27, and King Lingwabo, age 35, were intercepted by immigration officers as they attempted to leave the guest house in a white Toyota Velfire bus bearing registration number ADE 5266, with 17 Ethiopian nationals on board. Following preliminary interrogations, the suspects led officers to a room within the same guest house where the remaining 8 Ethiopian nationals were discovered, bringing the total number apprehended to 25. The Ethiopian nationals and the Zambian suspects are detained pending further investigations. The department will continue conducting operations across the country. Further, we urge members of the public to report suspected cases of illegal immigration and related activities to the nearest immigration office or other law enforcement agencies.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has launched the Joint Unified Society through Inclusive Empowerment Justice Project, covering Kafue and Itejiteji districts. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mwape states that project represents a shared commitment to strengthen justice, inclusion, accountability and empowerment, particularly for women, youth and vulnerable groups in our communities. Ms. Mwape notes that the Justice Project is anchored within the broader Power Program framework, which seeks to strengthen the civil society's base, promote human rights and advance inclusive and gender-just development. She explains that at its core, the program is guided by a simple principle: societies are stronger when citizens are empowered, leaders are accountable, and systems promote dignity, equality, and participation for all.
The Justice Project responds directly to real challenges faced in Kafue and in Tezutezi. Women and youth continue to face poverty, limited livelihood opportunities, harmful social norms, gender-based violence, and exclusion from decision-making processes. In Magoba Ward, specifically in Kafue, communities are affected by unsafe water sources, youth health challenges including high STI rates, and economic pressures that have led to risk coping mechanisms such as transactional sex and illicit alcohol brewing. In Itezi-Tezi, climate variability, droughts, and environmental shocks continue to undermine livelihoods.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era.